I'd like to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order. There being a quorum present, and I'll start by saying I hope we can find a better meeting time than 7:45, because I don't have my morning voice yet. I don't know about you. I'd like to move the minutes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Benson.
I've read the minutes. We do need a correction on the date, and it should read 10:02 a.m. Tuesday, February 12th, 2013.
Representative Benson moves the minutes with one correction. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That motion is approved. I'd like to move the proposed calendar of the day, which is in your packet. And there are four bills on the proposed calendar. Are there any questions? Then all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. These bills will be subject to the pre-filing rule, meaning that amendments are due by Friday at noon and amendments to amendments are due at Friday at 6. I want to let people know that going forward, we're going to be sending out notices to the rules listserv after adopting the proposed calendar. And additionally, the Rules Committee will have a document outlining the calendars on deck and pre-filing deadlines for those who have bills. So please go to that site. We will be sending information to all our members and putting that information on the rules webpage so that people have access to that information. And I think there's going to be some communication with the staff more directly so they understand those procedures. Later today, you should expect a memo from the speaker outlining all the pre-filing procedures. And I hope it will make this work clearly for people. And then lastly, under the joint rules, 2.03, and this has been a subject of our floor discussion, the Rules Committee is required to re-refer any bills necessary to implement the governor's budget if they've been introduced after the 15-day deadline. So I believe today the governor's K-12 budget will be introduced, and it's my intent to recess this committee today and come back after session tonight so we can move that bill to the Finance Committee. Are there any questions on that front? Any other questions before us? Then we are in recess. Thank you very much. Thank you for making it in the snow, and we'll find a better time.
I'd like to call us back to order again. The Rules and Legislative Administration Committee is back in order. Thank you. That's good. So the only work that we have before us right now is to re-refer House File 630, which is the governor's proposal on education, to Representative Mark Wirt's committee. And so I would move, I would make that motion and see if there's any discussion.
Madam Chair.
Mr. McCormick.
I also recommend that you waive Rule 2.03 for any further action on House File 630. Which is the motion under joint rules.
So moved.
That's the under joint rules, Madam Chair, Representative Dell. Under joint rules, a governor's bill that doesn't arrive within 15 days is referred to the Rules Committee of either the House or the Senate. That Rules Committee then has the authority to waive the application of Joint Rule 2.03 for any further action on this bill and to allow it to go through a normal process.
This is attorney slip.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all those in favor of the motion of waiving Rule 2.03?
You can just say attorney slip.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no.
No.
And the motion is adopted. And I believe that is the work that we need to do. Representative Torres.
I heard maybe on the House floor we got a copy of the tax bill. Is there an actual paper version of it?
Representative Zellers. Happy to deliver one to you as soon as I have.
Governor obviously doesn't want us to hear about it.
Well, Representative Zellers, I imagine we'll all have a good look at it very soon. It'll be coming here as well.
Madam Chair, I thought with this question you probably wanted to go off.
Representative Zellers.
the bill.
Yeah, right.
Madam Chair, maybe he was inquiring about a hard copy.
All right, well, I thank you for the meeting, and the meeting is adjourned.